Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Mystery, Miracles and Mysticism. I'm your host, Vanessa, and we have beautiful Joanne with us as well, and we are having a wonderful evening tonight. Welcome to the show. The show is dedicated to Amin's sacred teachings, and she is world-leading mystic and seer of our time. So we're going to be discussing beautiful things on the show. But first of all, hi, Joanne.
Hadley doodlies. Hi.
So it's been an interesting turn of events anyway all of this week. I have uploaded some lovely music for us. Really, we're just giving anyone who's new to the show and listening to this beautiful show this evening, it's really telling people about what's been happening on Earth and probably a little bit of enlightenment to people who aren't aware of it, and also to say thank you to the beautiful light family that we have and to Amin and for all of our listeners, people who also ring in. We are very, very grateful that you tune in and listen to this beautiful show. So I don't know if you want to say anything, Joanne. Do you want to say anything about anything that's occurred, or do you want me to just kind of dive in there?
Not particularly. I mean, I think there's, I mean, obviously in the last, it feels like, what date is it today? It's the 24th.
I know. It feels like years ago, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I know that last week she had mentioned something about that there was a lot of activity in this underworld that she had discovered just before she had a stroke, and that she had gone into this place and basically set free a whole lot of, I think about millions, she mentioned millions of Chinese and Jewish people who had been abducted. Since that time, there's been a lot going on in terms of like planetary stuff, and I know many you probably have the details of that up on your screen, have you?
I do.
So if you want to dive in,
I'll dive in and I'll share it because I'm okay. So really, it's like a continuation from last week. Well, slightly. Because we were talking, Joanne and I were talking about what had happened on Earth, and that there was a massive, significant purification process that happened on Earth. And we were literally told to kind of brace ourselves. To be honest, that's what it kind of felt like, you know. So we kind of, you know, we were told, like, you know, don't go into fear because of the old destructures. And, you know, a lot of things may fall away. So it's really just trusting in total surrender and in the perfection of the one life. So anyway, there's another update, and this was posted on the 22nd of September, and it's a planetary update on Judgment Day. So after recent events in which the planet went through a significant purification process, the following important event occurred this morning early. When the DNA rows was enhanced during April of 2014, 10th row of chambers, which are capacities, was added to the existing 9 rows of frequency chambers. So that would make it 10 frequency chambers. And then in brackets, you'll see Belvaspital Volume 2 and the Book of Runes, pages 296 and 297. This raised the consciousness of the major life workers on Earth, but withered in unuse in the rest of humanity. How interesting a thought. Mankind's density did not enable him to assimilate and use these extra capacities until now. So she's saying after the cleansing that's taken place. Having removed the dead wood from the planet during the recent cleansing, humankind was again given the 10th row of DNA. This will enable him to make the evolutionary leap he could not achieve previously. As light workers, it is important that we see man in his new light, that we hold the vision of what he can become. So massive. You know, it's good to see. I think it's really no good or bad, but it's really interesting to see how, you know, things can shift. And I suppose it's fluidity, isn't it? Reality is so fluid.
Yeah.
It changes in an instant. You know, sometimes you're gone back, sometimes you're in the present moment, and then sometimes again a massive purification had to take place on Earth. You know, and that was, which was life enhancing, is still here, and that which isn't has been removed, basically, you know, or upgraded, or in some way. And she did say this, you know, they were either upgraded or you know, their templates were removed or something like that, and new templates were put in place. You know, those that weren't life enhancing, or else I don't want to say the other. Maybe just dissolved completely. Oh, yeah, and maybe just dissolved completely into, you know, the ocean of consciousness. Like, so it's really interesting, you know, the shifts. Mm. And I think for one, I'm very grateful to be still on Earth.
I noticed that I work with a choir, and it was set up last year. And I'm just noticing the kind of synchronicity. I'm not saying that this is actually the case, but it could be symbolic difference. But by the end of the year last year, we had a little concert last year, and there were 34 mm-hmm. members of the choir, the children's choir, and there were 34 children singing. And there was a lot of great feedback and whatever, and they really, you know, learned a lot. It was a lovely group. And, you know, they had come on a lot in a short space of time. But anyway, there was a lot of enthusiasm and feelings of, oh, this is, my child really loves this and they want to come back next year. And we've had three rehearsals. I think I missed one of them. I missed the first rehearsal back. But, so I've been at two of the rehearsals. I've been three in all. And there are 10 children in the choir so far this year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
A massive cleanse, eh?
Yeah.
It's just so interesting. Much, obviously, I don't presume to know, but symbolically,
yeah,
it feels,
well,
because you are one of the major lights on Earth, Joanne, as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For people who don't know, Joanne is a major light worker on Earth. okay. As we all are, who, you know, those who follow Al Amin's sacred teachings, so... It's interesting. Maybe I've pushed your comfort zone there, Joanne. I don't know, but anyhow, talk about coming out of the closet. Anyway, so am I, yay. But anyway, it's not having an identity. But that feels symbolically would feel to me like there's it's significant that there's actually a cleanse after taking place in your reality as well.
Yeah.
You know. And Almin did say, you know, this is some of the music of Clanavik, which is the sun in the inner earth, in the central inner earth. You know, there's an actual sun inside the earth. And so it's interesting, and that's called Clanavik. And basically that was pulsing the planet. And generating a cleanse of some kind. Pardon?
I think it was to pulse once every hour for 24 hours or something like that. And with each pulse, it was creating some sort of cleansing. And interestingly, that when that post came out in Almin's diary, the one for the, I think it was the 16th or the 17th of September, that day there was an earthquake, I think the same day, in Chile.
Oh, it was the weekend, wasn't it? Because I had a migraine that weekend and it was like I couldn't move, actually.
Yeah.
So it was interesting when you actually messaged me and told me that.
Yeah.
Pardon?
She said there'd be flooding, and there was a lot of rain here, and in Greece I know there was there was a tornado in Greece. It had upturned cars, and that's very unusual for that part of the world. You know, you don't usually get
really?
Weather like
it upturned. It turned up a car.
Or cars.
It overturned a car.
Yeah.
God, so interesting. So how about we play some beautiful music right now, and then we can skip on to the next thing. So I feel to play maybe Ampha Pabion. It's really nice, Serenity.
Nice.
So Yeah, it's beautiful. So I hope everyone enjoys it. Here we go. And that was Fabian Serenity. It is so beautiful. It makes me kind of nearly become like Velvet, to be honest. you know, and as I'm speaking now, you would never think I was experiencing some, you know, emotional turmoil, like, oh, let me see, anger. So anyhow, I have had some venting of anger, I have to say. And I'm very grateful to have some beautiful light family that, you know, helped me vent it and express it and in a very healthy manner. And so this is part of the change that's happening on Earth, that part of the cleansing, I feel. And we were told by Amin that we would more than likely experience some, you know, levels of crying, sentimental tears of happiness, sadness. And it's going to come more easily, or some sort of processing of emotional turmoil for the planet as proxy. And the key was not to allow fear to take hold of you, as the familiar around you disintegrates. Our being is our sustenance. So some of the major lights on Earth have been processing some emotions and changes, massive changes that are actually happening on Earth, and they are doing it as a proxy for all of life. So the next thing coming up is our evolutionary leap, the blood moon. Blood moon is coming, and in the US, Canada, and Central and South America, this rare total lunar eclipse of a super moon will begin on the evening of September the 27th, 2015. In Europe, Southeast Asia, Africa, and the Arctic, in the Pacific, Atlantic, and Indian Ocean, it starts after midnight on September the 28th, 2015. So Almeen's answer to this, the significance is an internal one, particular prevalent in the major light workers who will be experiencing it as a proxy for humanity. The usual threat of war during these rare lunar phenomena isn't there because of global purification that took place recently. The spatial construct we live, our individual experiences in, our relationship to space around us, called directionality, and inner space, called bilaterality, depends on our creation of the eight directions. Four of these form the vertical axis, and four the horizontal axis. Individuals are more dominant in the vertical axis, called stalkers, or accentuate the horizontal axis, called dreamers. This individual accentuating determines a unique approach to the environment, fully explained in the book Journey to the Heart of God. Communication between those two perspectives has been problematic, usually resulting in the horizontal, also called the divergent or feminine perspective, being regarded as inferior by the vertical or convergent or masculine perspective. How interesting is that? Interestingly enough, I have to ring in through a different channel on this phone again, on this line again, because Skype actually wouldn't. Yeah, I tried to call different numbers, and when I went through the actual radio show, I couldn't actually get through on the Skype. It was coming up as an engaged tone yet again.
What about Facebook?
Yeah, I don't know how you can do that on Facebook, to be honest with you, because it's a number you have to dial, you know.
Managed to get a messaging thing. I'll go through it with you if I can remember
how
to do it.
Afterwards, so we can do it that way, because it might work that way for me. Okay, so the situation has been at the root of many wars as masculine nations conquer feminine ones because of lack of understanding and seeing the other's value. On the blood moon, the evolutionary leap will be made of combining and integrating both viewpoints. It will begin with a few and spread to all. It could be felt as vertigo, inability to properly focus eyes, which my eyes have been very sore over these last couple of days, and I had nausea and ear disturbances as well. So I was kind of waking up in the morning and like my ears crackling inside, and I'm like, what is going on with my ears? Anyway, eyes and ears, all of that kind of stuff. And the nausea was, I think, at the weekend. But, you know, whenever, you carry on. So I've had actually people mention to me about their eyes as well. I mean, you know, I'm walking up the stairs to collect something, and a man stopped and went, hi, how are you? And, well, my eyes feel so tired. My eyes have been actually quite sore, and a lot of stuff around the eyes.
I've heard a few people talking about the same thing.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, I've actually noticed
not being able to see properly, you know, not being able to see. But sorry?
I've noticed a few people around today who are blind, walking around with walking aids.
Yeah, I was picking up on the blind stuff as well. And I actually thought at one stage, I nearly went into the illusion of fear going, oh my God, am I going to go blind? Cancel that. But it was not being able to focus. Like, I was trying to clear, and my eyes were going in and out of focus, and I was like, what? And first of all, it did come into my awareness that adjustments may have been made on the eyes, because I know this happened in previous cycles of existence, that there was adjustments made, and there was things going on with our eyes, and we kind of felt, you know, obviously when you're in tune with your body and you're going to ask, what am I being shown here, you know? So I really felt like I've really noticed these particular things in myself, in my reality. So, and she's saying properly focused, you know, the inability to properly focus the eyes, it's not as bad now as it was. It was quite, I was saying to you, I couldn't wear my contact lenses. I've been looking for my pink glasses. They seem to have disappeared. I'm asking the fairy beings to assist with that, because there's beautiful fairy magic you can do to help you find lost things. So they're very good at finding things, beautiful fairy beings. And also possible nausea from inner ear disturbances. So these symptoms should lessen as we see ourselves as the central cause of life unfolding around us, much like the rings around a pebble dropped into a pond. Daily affirmations that will help establish a new way of looking at space, I manifest effortlessly through glad expectations. With a glad heart, I experience a life of miracles. So it's very beautiful. I'll say it again. I manifest effortlessly through glad expectations. With a glad heart, I experience a life of miracles. Oh, something just shifted inside me when I said that again the second time. I knew I had to say it twice. And so even though I'm experiencing these things in my, it's because we're doing it as a proxy for all of life, you know, and that's why we're experiencing it. It's not because, oh, you, you know, all of the major light workers on earth are going to be experiencing this in some shape or form, you know, and that's just the way it is. So I feel on that note, we may play Sirius C. It's a beautiful one. And let's play it. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful elixir. Welcome back to the show. That was Sirius C in The Treetops. And that's from Almin's album, Children of the Sun. And it's a beautiful album to get. You can check out www.spiritualjourneys.com and check out on the store. And you can buy that beautiful album of Black and White Light Frequency, Alchemical Sound. It's really beautiful. It's from the beautiful star beings, Communications, that Almin received from these beings from Sirius, Sirius C in the treetops, from Children of the Sun. We're back.
I got an email this evening. I don't know if you noticed it, but it was an email from Rena.
Oh, yes, I did.
You did.
From Willie.
Yeah, exactly.
Go on.
And they advertised, they said that they are making a rune card set available for anybody who is interested
Very
in buying
good.
Them. Now, Rena and Willie, or Vili, as he's known in Belgium.
Vili.
Was facilitating the retreats in Genk. And I checked their website. I had a little look at it. And if the cards look really beautiful. They seem to be color-coded, which makes it easier because there are so many of them. And they kind of have these kind of rounded edges as well. They're kind of round and they're laminated. I'll just read a little bit about what they said because I think it would be for people living in Europe and, you know, kind of,
Sorry.
I actually
just received pain in the left side of my neck when you said that. It's really strange.
I know there are people in Russia who are making the cards as well, but it might be easier to access Europe because I know that there are certain restrictions and all sorts of things that are, you know, kind of causing delays.
They look very beautiful, Joanne. They look very, very beautiful. And I think much easier to work with.
Yeah.
From my perspective, I feel.
Dear friends and fellow Almine students, maybe you don't know, but we have created beautiful rune card sets. The cards contain all the information needed to work with the runes, the card number, theme, tone, and the angel god, and that on a background unique for each set with Almine's rune art in the appropriate color according to the chakras. On the back, the wheel of the corresponding field of perception is displayed. The cards will be professionally made and are made from high quality paper, 400 Gior, with rounded corners and a glossy finish. For more information, you contact this website and it's www.anutiama, I'll spell it, anutiama.nl/rune-carton, KARTEN-RUNE-CARDS-. And I'll actually read it out again, just in case you don't have a pen with you and you need to go back over it. So it's www.anutiama.nl/rune-carton. KARTEN-RUNE-CARDS, and then there's a /. And it says, we're going to place our order for producing them early next week, and they will be available in October. If you're interested in this and like to reserve these sets, 7 sets for yourself, please send me an email. Vili@anutiama.be, Vili being Willy at anutiama.be. The price for complete set, 7 sets of 96 cards, will be €128, including VAT, but excluding shipping. So I know they're a little bit expensive, but it's a lot of cards. I mean, 762
cards. It's a lot of cards. It is a lot
of cards. And
it's so much better to work with.
Stunning. My only question would be that they, this website is, there's an English language description as well. Let me see.
Yeah, you can translate it.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
They're available in English. Wow.
So you have the runes of the White Tiger, you have the runes of the Mother Library, you have the runes of the Order of the Sacred Butterfly, you have the runes of the White Rose, the runes of the Blue Light, the runes of the Lion's Gate, and the runes of the Living Libraries. I mean, and you need all of the seven to get a yes or no answer. So when you're asking for a yes or no answer with the runes, you need the seven sets, the entire seven sets, because you're actually working with all of the fields, you know, of perception. So, and obviously merging it into one field, which is really amazing. And yeah, they're beautiful. I've actually sent him an email asking him to reserve me a set, to be honest, because
really
I've told you my experience. Pardon?
Yeah. Because I know you
because I want to use them, but I'm not feeling it with, as I said. So this is like literally an answer to what I was actually talking about earlier on today.
Yeah, they're
with another beautiful light sister, and you know, this is literally like, this is the answer. That's my feeling. I've got the answer through the rune cards and through Lily and Rina. So it's amazing how the infinite works through everyone, you know. And on that note, Joanne, I don't know if you have anything else to say, because we have the, which I didn't get a chance to play last week, but I'd really love to play it. And it's the Heartbeat of Planovic. And I know everyone doesn't have it, so it would be lovely. What do you feel?
Oh, very good. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. So,
good night, everyone.
I'm just going to say good night. Good night, Joanne. I would be grateful if you could show me that thing re Facebook. And I love doing this radio show with her. And I love having her here, so very grateful to do it. And good night, everyone, and we'll be back again next Thursday for more juicy, hopefully juicy mysteries, miracles, and mysticism and unfolding of the unknowable expression of the divine. And on that note, we're going to play Heartbeat of Planovic, and it's the central sun in the inner earth. And enjoy it.